This morning, let us, if you will, turn to the gospel according to St. Luke, and out of the 19th chapter. We'll read verses 37 through 40. The Bible reads, "And when he was come nigh, even now at the descent of the Mount of Olives, the whole multitude of the disciples began to rejoice and praise God with a loud voice for all the mighty works that they had seen, saying, Blessed be the King that cometh in the name of the Lord, peace in heaven and glory in the highest. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. And some of the Pharisees from among the multitude said unto him, Master, rebuke thy disciples. And he answered and said unto them, I tell you that if these should hold their peace, the stones would immediately cry out. Supporting scripture coming from the 55th Psalm, verses 16 and 17. As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and at noon will I pray and cry aloud, and he shall hear my voice." On the basis of those verses, we'd like to use the thought of subject this morning. Any time is a good time to cry out.
There is no other way. There is no other way that we could live without the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. No matter what you try to make it through your weakest or your hardest times, there is no other way that we can make it without the power of the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. Songwriter said, I've tried over and over, but of all that we've tried, we still found out that there's no other way to have real joy but to have the joy of the Lord. There's no other way to have salvation unless you believe in the death and the resurrection of Jesus Christ. There's no other way to lift up and praise his holy name unless those that still have life in their body don't mind making a joyful noise unto the Lord. The Bible declares that everything that have breath ought to praise the Lord. Somebody ought to tell God thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. God has allowed you this time to give him praise. And if you choose to do otherwise, then that's between you and your God. But you will be, one day you're going to wish you had. Let go and let God, while you got a chance. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I think I should have brought some rocks this morning. Hallelujah. Because somebody going to allow the rocks to cry out for them. Because you're too proud to open up your own mouth and tell the Lord thank you. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, God. When the Lord God has been good to you, and you know that you know that it wasn't nothing but the power and the grace and the mercy of God, you ought not sit down on God like God owes you something, but you ought to give to God a hallelujah praise. Glory, glory, glory. When I look back and see what the Lord God has done for me, I can't help but praise him. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. I don't know about you, but I know God is able. And as we adorn ourselves in pink for cancer and awareness, we realize that a lot of people are still going through cancer. But God is still healing. God is still keeping. God is still delivering. So we're going to stand for what we believe. And we believe that God is yet still a healer. But there is nothing too hard for the Lord. Hallelujah, Jesus. We are thankful this morning for a reasonable portion of health and strength. Thank God that it's better than it was. It may not be where you want it to be, but if it get better, you still ought to give God some praise. It's only God that has shown his love and his mercy upon us this morning and has allowed us another opportunity to come together on another Lord's Day. And as we join our forces together to combine our strengths to help us to sustain those that might be weak. But the Bible declared that the strong must bear the infirmities of the weak. So when there are those that are not as strong as you are, when we assemble ourselves together in a setting such as this, then our spirits ought to entwine, our prayers and our good wishes ought to go up to God, that God will bring all of us to a place where we can find peace and happiness and joy. And those that are going through will know or be encouraged that this is not the end, that that's not the final say. Where you are right now may not be where you're going to stay. And then there are those of us that don't want to be where we are right now. Then there are those of us that are glad that we are at least where we are now, because where we used to be was a bad place. But God has allowed us enough time to get ourselves together and to try to do things the way that he would have them to be done. So we come into this house of worship this morning to magnify the Lord together in worship and in praise. We didn't come to praise one another. We didn't come to look at one another or to try to decide who got this or who got that. If what you got is real, then it's all right. If what you got is fake, then God will deal with you. It's still all right. It is not for us to judge one another or to say who can testify and who can lift up the name of Jesus or who can give God praise. Don't you know that you don't have to have a title to praise God? You don't have to have a title to help the people of God to know that he still lives. And you don't even need a title in order to tell the good news. You ought to be able to tell the good news just because you know that he lives. You ought to be able to tell the good news because God has done something in your life. We don't have a problem telling everything else. We ought to be able to tell some good news sometime. Anybody ever get tired of hearing bad news all the time? There's some folk that as soon as they hear some bad news, they can't wait to get on the phone to call you and let you know. And there's something that you need to know because you're part of family sometime, or you might be part of the situation, so you need to be informed. But some people get a joy out of being the first one to get to you and let you know that this person has died or this person has just had a wreck or whatever the situation might be. But you don't have to be in a hurry. In Lexington, the word will get around. Whether you wanted to get around or not. So we are thankful this morning that it's not because of us, but it's because we serve a God that is full of compassion, patience, and mercy. It's because of who he is and what all that he does for us that we come with a spirit of thanksgiving and a spirit of praise. David would say it like this: I will bless the Lord at all times, and his praise shall continually be in my mouth. I will bless the Lord at all times. Now, first of all, when we look at this particular text, it lets us know that there's going to be something personal, because David says, he's not talking about what everybody else might do.
But David speaks for himself now. He says, I will bless the Lord at all times, in my good days and my bad days, when I'm going through and when everything is all right, I'm going to still bless the Lord, and his praises shall continually be in my mouth. Not just when everything is going right, not just when all my bills have been paid for the month, not just when I got a few extra dollars in my pocket, but his praises are going to be in my mouth when I'm flat broke and I don't know where my next dollar is going to come from. Anybody ever been there? If you've never been there, the way you flat broke, you ought to be praising God more than anybody else, because you got some things going on that some folk don't have to worry about. You're those that have to worry about how you're going to make ends meet. Then every time you make an end meet, you ought to tell God thank you. Every time you go and pay that light bill, you ought to tell God thank you. I'm going to have life for one more month anyhow. We think that praising God comes from miraculous things. But how many of you know it's the little things that ought to make you want to praise him? It's those things that don't mean that very much to somebody else, but it means something to you. Some people think that it was a little thing that they got up this morning, but how many of you know that that's a great thing? Because there's somebody laid on their bed right now that can't step up out of the bed and go wherever they want to go. So if you're able to get up and move, if you're able to hear, if you're able to see, if you're able to know that you're yet still counted amongst the living, you owe God a praise. We have to grow to the point in our spiritual life that when our natural life is going all crazy and we're going through and trouble is on every hand, one trial after another, even in the midst of sickness and in death, we ought to still have a hallelujah anyhow praise. Because heartaches and troubles are going to come. We got to be encouraged and rest assured that he will come and he will and is able to turn your situation around. He can make some changes and some things that you thought all hope was gone, but God has a way of making everything all right. There was a time when you lay there and you may have been flat on your back. And all you could do was look up to the hills of Zion. And as you looked up to the hills, you cry out your supplications and you ask God for understanding. And sometimes you even ask God for forgiveness just to be sure that you put things in the right perspective. There are times when you're going through this when you want to get closer to the Lord. Those times when you're going through, you want to be assured that I don't have anything that's going to hinder me or stand between me and my deliverance from God. And sometimes what the enemy does is the enemy starts feeding your mind with negative things. The enemy starts telling you about some of the things that you used to do or that you have done that might hinder you from getting your healing or hinder you from doors opening up or hinder you from getting that job. But you got to be able to look beyond that and realize that if you've given it to the Lord, if you've asked God for forgiveness, then God has already done with that. So don't you allow the enemy to play with your mind in the thinking or making you have doubt that the God that you serve didn't hear your humble cry. A lot of times we won't keep praying to God because he don't come when we want him to. And because he didn't come in at the time that we thought he should have came, we began to find a way that we can work it out ourselves. How many of you know that a lot of times you mess it up worse than what it was? There's something you just got to leave it alone and let God just have his way. That's why David said on one occasion, be still and let God be God. You are not God. You are not able to do what God can do. So you need to stop acting like you are somebody's God. You need to stop acting like that you know everything, because you just don't know everything. Why do you think that one of the smartest men of all wisdom, King Solomon, said, out of all of your getting, get an understanding. And he declared that if in all your ways you will acknowledge him, then the Lord God will lead and direct your very paths. In all thy ways. So in other words, instead of doing things your way, sometimes you got to ask God before you make the move. But how many of us have made our move and sometimes we go in the wrong direction? Then we say, Lord, will you help me get out of this mess? Or am I talking to some folk that hadn't done nothing wrong?
Am I talking to some folk that don't know nothing about the wrong side of the track? See, don't forget where you come from. From the sounds of it, from the time of devotion all the way up to now, we've been sitting here like we come to be entertained. Deacon Carter began to declare to you that you don't have to be or you don't need to be pumped up just to tell God thank you. And as he began to talk about it, I began to think about what God has already given me. And that's when I started thinking I should have brought those rocks. How many of you have learned that don't worry about what your neighbor do? Because you keep on waiting on your neighbor, you're going to miss your blessing. If you keep looking out of the corner of your eye, worrying about what your neighbor think about your worship and your praise, you're going to miss your blessing. But when the Lord God tells you to move, you got to move. When God has done something for you, don't worry about what nobody else said. They didn't do it for you. Did your neighbor wake you up this morning? Did your neighbor get you out of that hellish situation that you was in? Did your neighbor heal your body when you were down on the bed of affliction? Then how is it you going to allow your neighbor to dictate to you when you're going to tell God thank you? There's something about serving the power of God. We got to understand and know that God expects some things from us. We got to learn that not only do we need to hear and read the word of God, but we got to learn how to follow through. We got to learn how to do what the word say do. If you need an answer for any situation in your life, it's in the word of God. If you believe what it says and if you do what the word God says do, then your life will be better. But I wonder this morning how many of you remember a time that for whatever reason everything seemed to be closing in on you. A time that it seemed like you have more problems than solutions. A time when it's one thing after another. That time in your life when it seems like you can't find any peace. It is a bad thing to not have peace in your life. For when you wrestle with anxieties and with all the things that you are going through, you will find yourself being restless and stressed out and sometimes even frustrated to the point that all you want to do is just scream. Am I talking to anybody in here? Somebody might be right there at that point right now. There's somebody that remember that time when your life was in such a mess and you were going through so much that you felt like if I could just scream. When God gave me that thought, you know I got a big mouth. Even with sinus infection. God gives me the power to push through all of that and still open up my mouth and a sound comes out. And I don't know whether I'm talking to anybody in here, but I know there had been a time in my life when all I wanted to do is just scream. I can't scream this morning because I got power and help. So I don't want to mess our system up because I got a big mouth and I might blow it up this morning because there's some things going on that make me feel like I just want to. See, that's what I need is a little bit of help. And I can come in here to do it all by myself. And I know there's somebody else in here that going through some things in your life that if you had an opportunity to get just a little bit of relief, is there anybody that just want to scream? There comes a time that you need to release the pressures of your life. It is better to scream than to hit something. Some of you know some folk that'll hit the wall when they get stressed out. Some of you know some folk that'll hit you when they get stressed out. So people need to learn how to release. If screaming helps you, scream. If it doesn't do anything for you, keep your breath. But everybody need an avenue to release. Whether it's venting with a friend or venting with the pastor or venting with your prayer partner, when you get so full that you just don't know what to do, don't allow the enemy to think that you got to handle it all by yourself. Even if you're independent, even if you don't like asking anybody for anything, there are times in your life when all you need is just a little release and to let God know that I need to cry out. That the pressures of this old world are getting the best of me. But I'm not going to let it rob me of my joy. I'm not going to let it hinder me from getting to my next station in life. I'm going to trust God that as I go through this season, my season is going to come. We got to know how to have a relationship with God. And instead of handling things ourselves in our own way, learn how to allow the Lord to fight your battle. We stay out of a whole lot of trouble, and a whole lot of folk wouldn't be locked up right now if they would allow the Lord to fight their battle. Even when our friends and our associates that we deal with on a daily basis cross or mistreat us, instead of striking out, we need to learn how to cry out. Look at our supporting text this morning. David has a complaint concerning a false friend. Anybody in here know what a false friend is? That so-called friend that will sort of milk you of your information, so that they can use that as a weapon against you. That individual that you trusted with some of your most precious secrets, and they turned around and stabbed you in your back. The individual that you heard say that, I got your back. But as soon as you start falling, you hit head first. David says, give ear to my prayer, O God. Hide not thyself from my supplications. Is it all right with y'all if I take my time this morning? Been traveling. Body tired. Still got a little bit of sickness in me. But I declare I'm going to preach. I declare I'm going to do what God tells me to do. Because I'm a witness that I don't need no rocks crying for me. I don't mind crying out for myself. Listen to David. David says, I mourn in my complaint. And I make a noise. You can read it if you want to. Gonna get deep. Because of the voice of the enemy. Because of the oppression of the wicked. For they cast iniquity upon me. And in wrath they hate me. My heart is so pained within me. And the terrors of death have fallen upon me. Fearfulness and trembling are come upon me. And horror have overwhelmed me. I'm in such a bad condition. David says, oh, that if I had the wings like a dove, for then would I fly away and be at rest. In other words, my situation is so bad that if I could find a way to escape, Lord, help me get out of this situation. But lo, then would I wander far off. And if I run off, I remain in the wilderness. I would hasten my escape from the wind, the storm, and the tempest. Destroy, O Lord, and divide their tongues. For I have seen violence and strife in the city. So David says, God, you take control. You do something to my enemy. Day and night. They go about upon the walls thereof. Mischief and sorrow are in the midst. Wickedness, deceit, and guile depart from the streets. For it was not an enemy. See, I expect my enemy to set me up. I expect my enemy to do me wrong. I expect my enemy to not even try to understand where I'm coming from. I expect my enemy to pick everything I said apart and go out and tell lies on me. But it wasn't the enemy that reproached me. Because if that had been the fact, I could have borne it. Neither was it he that hated me that magnified himself against me, that I would have hid myself from him. David said, I know who don't like me. So I don't fool with them folk that don't like me. But I can't make them love me. I can't make them say good things about me. So I'm not worried about that. But David said, look here, God. What has happened? It was a man my own equal, my God and mine acquaintance, my brother that came in worship with me. For it said, we took sweet counsel together and we walked into the house of God in company. Now, that's some bad hurt. To be hurt by one that is sitting in these pews. Looking in your face. Testifying before you. Talking about they love everybody. And know they done mistreated you. Some folk are sitting right there beside you. And know they got hate in their heart. Then they're going to sing the hymn, Holy, Holy. I didn't come to make no friends this morning. My enemy, my acquaintance, my brethren, they're supposed to be praying with me, praying for me. If by some chance that they turn their back on me, instead of me fighting them, all I got to do is go to the Lord. What does David say? As for me, I will call upon God, and the Lord shall save me. Evening and morning and noon shall I call upon the name of the Lord. I will pray and cry aloud, and the Lord will hear my voice. It's a devastating thing to be tried and to be mistreated. But David kept on crying out to God. Said, God, I need you to intervene and to handle the matter. For it's times like this that David feels slandered, oppressed and mistreated and hated. He even feels threatened of his own life. Sometimes when you get ready to cry out, better watch who you're crying to. Because you can't tell everybody your problems. You can't tell everybody what you're going through. Some folk don't care nothing about you, no way. Some folk go through the motion and act like they like it. But I learned to try the spirit by the spirit. Just because it come out your lip don't make it be right. You got to learn how to speak from your heart. We got to learn this morning that there come a time that you got to cry out to the power of the Lord. Anytime is a good time to cry out. Anytime, no matter what time of the day it is, you ought to be willing to tell God thank you. You ought to be willing to tell God that I know that you will make a way out of no way. But I just stopped by for a little while to tell you that God will make everything all right. If you don't want to praise him now, There's going to come a time when you need to praise the Lord thy God. I just want to let you know this morning that even when Jesus himself, when he came into the midst of all of God's people, as he made a triumphal entry into Jerusalem, the people of God were beginning to praise him. They began to make a loud noise. They began to say, here comes the Messiah. They began to say, the Lord will make a way out of no way. Somebody said, hallelujah to the name of Jesus. Somebody said, here comes Jesus. He's down, coming down the road. Everything is going to be all right now. For I trust the power of a mighty God. I know that God will make a way out of no way. He is that kind of God that every time you look around, the Lord God is doing great things in your life. So I just stop by to tell somebody that it's time for you to cry out. If you don't want to cry out, somebody will cry for you. The Bible declares that those that hold their peace, that the very stones would cry out for you. But I'm glad this morning that I don't need nobody to cry out for me. If Jesus were to come in our midst this morning, is there anybody in the house that would trust the power of a mighty God? I just want to let you know this morning that the Lord God will make everything all right. He is that kind of God. He'll do what nobody else can do. He is that kind of God that is there in the middle of the morning. He's there in the middle of the day. You can call him in the midnight hour. There might be somebody that don't want to praise him. But you got to remember the Pharisees. They said, Master, make them hush. Make those people of your disciples. Make them sit down somewhere. But I just want to let you know that I don't care what nobody else says. I'm going to praise the Lord while I have a chance. I'm going to lift up my voice. I'm going to tell my God, thank you. If God were to walk in this room, we ought to fall down at his feet. That, oh, how I love Jesus. I thank you, my God, for going to Calvary and dying for me. Oh, I want to thank my God for being that kind of God that'll make a way out of no way. Is there anybody in the house that don't mind crying out to the Lord? If you cry in the morning, God will come in the noonday. God will come in the midnight hour. He'll be there when everybody else is asleep. And the Lord our God right now, he looked beyond our fault. And so I need to bless our very soul. But there are those that want to sit down on him. There are those that want to tell somebody, Master, make them hush. But you're not going to make me hush for as long as I know that the Lord God has brought us a long way, made a way out of no way, picked us up, turned us around, placed my feet on a solid ground, on Christ the solid rock, I said, and all of the ground is sinking sand. For I heard the voice of Jesus telling me to come on home. Everything is going to be all right. We got to trust the power of a mighty God. Anytime, any day, anywhere is a good time to praise the Lord. Anytime, any day is a good day to cry out to God. And you don't have to wait until you're in the house of God. But you can cry out to God in the comforts of your home. You can cry out to God if you ride in your automobile. You can cry out to God if you walk up and down the street. You can cry out to God if you lay down on your bed of affliction. You can cry out to God while you're going through your trial and tribulation. You can cry out to God while sickness is all in your body. But do know as you cry out to him, whatever you ask the Lord to do, whatever God has for you, it is for you. And no weapon formed against you will be able to prosper. But if you trust the power of God and hold on to God's unchanging hand, he'll make everything all right. I just want to tell God, I thank you for all that you've done and for all that you're going to do. Anytime is a good time to cry out. Hallelujah. Anybody want to cry out? All you got to do is open up your mouth. If you could not say a word, you ought to be able to at least wave your hand. Say, Lord, I just want to thank you. Anybody want to thank him this morning? Anybody want to give him praise this morning? Anybody just want to think about something that the Lord God done for you? And you know that it wasn't nobody but God. It was God that made that difference. That's why you still sing. That's why you still holding on. Because God allowed you strength enough and the mind that when things get rough, don't hold it all in, but just learn how to cry out, whether it's in the morning, during the noonday, or even at night. Anytime is a good time to cry out to God. And don't be ashamed because of your yesterday or even your this morning, because you can ask the Lord, forgive me for the wrong that I've done, and I want to be used by you. Lord, I'm crying out with supplications, and right now I'm not worried about my enemy and what my enemy is going to do, but I just want to cry out in praise. You see, that's the difference of the two texts. David was complaining about false friends, but when we get over to Luke, Jesus was coming into town, and the Pharisees and the unbelievers was trying to make the disciples and those that love God shut up and stop praising him. In other words, they were saying what we say sometimes. It don't take all that. But you don't know like that individual know what it's going to take for you to feel like I'm giving back to the Lord for all of his benefits towards me. What shall I render unto the Lord for all of his benefits towards me? The operation of the church may need your money, but God don't. The silver is mine. The gold is mine. So said the Lord. So don't get it twisted. We got to learn that we owe God something. And if we don't give God anything else, you ought to be able to praise him. I don't understand how of all of the years that God has blessed you, it amazes me that some of us act like we made ourselves. No need of me killing myself trying to get you to see the light. I'm going to put it out there. You receive it. And if you don't receive it, and I'm moving on.